Asian Voice News, your global link.
NGOCC rejects Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. Zanamaka urges councils to use levies to build more markets. And more than 700 believed dead in devastating Nigeria floods. Good afternoon, with a 13, Njeo Kasabo. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has rejected the proposed Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, citing serious concerns over the lack of transparency, inclusivity, and broad-based consultation in the drafting process. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, NGOCC Chairperson Beauty Katebe expressed the organization's disappointment, noting that although the bill contains some progressive provisions, the process behind it fails to meet democratic standards. NGOCC is deeply concerned that the amendment process has not been sufficiently transparent or inclusive and lacks a broad consensus required for such a critical national undertaking, said Ms. Katebe. She has since urged government to halt the current process and reconfigure it to ensure meaningful participation from all segments of society.
In light of these issues mentioned above, NGOCC rejects Bill No. 7 and calls on the government to pause and reconfigure the amendment process to be truly inclusive and guided by broad consensus. We remain committed to a constitutional framework that promotes genuine representation and equity for all citizens.
Meanwhile, United Party for National Development Media Director Max Mue says there is no law that prohibits government to undertake constitutional amendments a year before elections. Mr. Simoe says the proposed Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 is a document that has emanated from national consensus and it is the will of the people. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Simoe downplayed assertions that the process is rushed, saying that national consultations have composed the current bill. Bill No. 7 of 2025 is not a partisan initiative. It is a product of national consensus and reflects the aspirations of Zambians, said Mr. Simoe. Mr. Simoe further explained that the drafting of the amendment followed extensive and national consultations, including contributions from a wide range of stakeholders. He has urged the public to focus on the substance of the proposed amendments rather than the timing, adding that the Constitution must remain a living document that evolves with the needs and expectations of the citizens.
The correctness of the timing is that legislative powers, the mandate, the legislative mandate vested in the legislature under Article 2 is from the time they have the specificity up to the time of dissolution of parliament. So meaning we are correct legally. So now if they tell us that the timing is wrong, which one is the correct answer? The correct answer is that constitutionally the constitutional mandate to legislate is from the time of the specificity up to the time of dissolution of parliament. In our view, we are correct constitutionally.
The Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, Zanamaka, has called on councils to channel levies collected from marketeers and bus drivers towards the construction of new markets as a long-term solution to the growing problem of street vending. Zanamaka President Mupila Kamea said the surge in street vending across the country is largely due to the lack of adequate trading spaces for small-scale traders. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Kamea noted that the funds currently being collected by the councils are substantial and if properly utilized could help build more trading facilities nationwide. The money that is collected through levies from marketeers and bus drivers has the potential to construct many markets across the country, said Mr. Kamea. He emphasized that providing more designated trading spaces would help restore order, improve sanitation and support the livelihoods of marketeers operating under difficult conditions.
The problem we have of infrastructure development in our area can be sorted out by our own people. Every month we can be building a market to follow Saka, Street Market, Soweto, and BH Market. These are huge markets. Put what is can be collected per day, per month. We can build a market with proper management. And so if we are not engaged in the process of developing our infrastructure, it becomes a problem.
Hollard Life Assurance Zambia Limited has completed the acquisition of Absa Life Zambia Limited. This transaction marks a full transfer of ownership and operations from Absa Group to Hollard Life, significantly altering the competitive landscape of the local life insurance industry. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, Hollard Zambia Group Chief Executive Officer Pong Koma described the transaction as transformative rather than transactional. This step transcends a routine business deal, and it reflects the company's mission to enable people to secure better futures through innovation, customer care, and substantial growth, said Mr. Nkoma. Mr. Nkoma noted that the combined entity will operate under a unified leadership team focused on operational excellence and customer satisfaction. He adds that the integration will unlock inefficiencies and expand Hollard's customer base.
Our goal is to uphold the trust and service quality both brands have cultivated over decades. Physicians Impact. This full integration of Absa Life into Hollard's operations unlocks opportunities to broaden our reach, deliver cutting-edge solutions, and optimize. Our strategy is anchored on four pillars. Market growth, deepening Hollard's footprint in Zambia to serve more customers.
We now join Chelasi Luamba with the Latin Markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on the One Radio Station and a Monday updating on the business side as usual. Go into Stock Exchange where the Lusaka Stock Exchange is trading on 18.80 points. You have a 5875.50 SP and of course Dow Jones on 8242.054. London Stock Exchange 8765. I've decided to bring in Johannesburg Stock Exchange because you know we have ShopRite shares that are dual listed. So Johannesburg Stock Exchange trading very well on 94393 and doing very well. You can trade online. Currency wise, I'm looking at 1.14 is the euro, 1.35 is the pound. Looks like now here it is. It's the dollar losing some strides out there because £1 gives you $1.35, right? 0.64 Aussie dollar. I do have 7.1 Chinese yuan, 1.36 Canadian dollar. Okay, 85.40 Indian rupee and 17.91 South African rand. Those going to Dubai is 3.69. On the commodity side, I'm looking at corn price, which is 5443 rather. And 537.50 that is wheat, and 1003 picking up soybeans for you. I think a lot of farmers are really done. Those are combining on that, and the copper price for you is doing well. $9,594.40 a ton. Nikkei on 315.364, and I've seen the gold lovers 3349 an ounce. That is okay, and a 9594. I'm giving you copper price per ton international bank. Nikkei on 15.365, and the Brent crude on 64.89 a barrel, 63.0. One that is jet fuel. If you are flying vis-a-vis and where the exchange rate is, our quite sharp. Look, it's interesting. Zanaco took it up to 27.1, and Absa went to 27.17. But I've seen a stubborn banker there. FNB has refused to go up. So if an account with FNB, dollars are cheaper there on 26.98. And I've seen Stanbic Bankers on 27.15. So when you see a stride like that, looks like a stable market on a Monday, where you have FNB 2698, and then you have another bank on. I'm quoting Absa on 27.15. So do a mid average. So you look at about 27. 27 is a good rate for you to negotiate whatever you're doing. Enjoy your lunch. That's it for us. Starting a new month on a good note in terms of currency is 27 average. God bless you. It's bye-bye.
Thank you, Sheila, for that update. In foreign news, officials say the official death toll after deadly floods hit the Nigerian town of Mokwa on Thursday has risen to more than 200. Another 500 people are still missing in the town in the central Niger state. However, local official Musa Kimboku told the BBC that rescue efforts had ceased because authorities no longer believe anyone could still be found alive. The floods, said to be the worst in the area for 60 years, swept through the Mokwa district of Tifin Maza and Anugwana Hausawa after torrential rains. In an effort to prevent diseases in the area, authorities will soon start to dig out corpses buried underground, Mokwa's district head said. Coming up shortly, China says US has severely violated tariffs, truce, this and more. Stay tuned.